From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief for June 17th.
It's Theo.
June 17th Tech Roundup 5 Stories. Here's number 1.
Let's get into it. First from Slashdot.
Mobileye is entering the US robotaxi market with standalone service. An anonymous reader quotes a report from Ars Technica, the driving technology company. Mobileye plans to launch a robotaxi service in an Azeta-named US city in 2027, it said earlier today. The service will be vertically integrated, using Mobileye's MoveIt mobility platform to interact with customers booking rides, coordinate drivers, and so on. The Israeli company, which was bought by Intel in 2017 before going public again in 2022, says it will start with around 100 robotaxis early next year.
The company first rose to prominence in the mid-2010s, when Tesla began using Mobileye's Advanced Driving Assistance Systems, ADAS, as part of Autopilot.
That relationship lasted until 2016, when Mobileye dropped Tesla as a customer after being alarmed that a driver assistance system was being sold to end users as driverless technology. Since then, Mobileye has continued to work with other partners on ADAS and autonomous vehicles.
It has developed a new supervision ADAS that combines cameras and radar sensors used by Porsche and Polestar, among others.
On the robotaxi front, it has partnered with Volkswagen Group's Moya to develop a commercially available robotaxi based on the VW ID.
Was minivan, and last year Mobileye revealed plans to work with Lyft to deploy robotaxis in Dallas as soon as this year.
If Mobileye's experience with the initial 100 robotaxis goes well, it says it will scale up to around 17,000 robotaxis within the following 5 years. The robotaxi revolution has only just begun, and its potential for transforming how we travel around the world continues to increase, Shashua said. This initiative is not a replacement for our existing partnerships, it is an extension of them, said Amnon Shashua, founder and CEO of Mobileye. We remain deeply committed to enabling automakers and mobility providers with Mobileye Drive. At the same time, operating our own service allows us to accelerate adoption, gain direct operational experience, and showcase the full potential of autonomous mobility.
Read more of the story at Slashdot.
Next, second from Mashable Tech. Looks like in my bedroom TV with the Hisense Deco, the chic small budget QLED TV that blends in with my decor. As a society, we're down to spend money on a nice new living room TV every so often, but smaller spaces like the kitchen or a bedroom seem to have been dubbed undeserving of a TV upgrade, even if the current TV is crappy, or even if we spend a lot of time in that room. To be fair, there weren't many exciting options to choose from. I don't know how the stylish, budget-friendly small TV market went so untapped for so long, but Hisense was genius for throwing the S5 Deco QLED TV into the mix. Available in 32 or 43 inches, the Hisense Deco TV is a purposely small QLED TV with a chic white art-inspired design.
That's not to be confused with matte art TVs that lie flat against the wall like framed art.
So while the Hisense Deco isn't the direct dupe for the frame or the Hisense Canvas TV, it still speaks to the style-conscious part of your brain that cares about the cohesiveness of a space. Why settle for a blatantly techie TV if your bedroom's decor calls for something more whimsical?
I've been carefully curating my bedroom's ambience for years, as most of us do.
There are few places more comforting than the personal cave we've designed for ourselves, few activities that sound better than watching something cozy in bed.
It simply makes sense for the TV to mesh with the rest of your decor.
The Hisense Deco TV matches my room's color scheme and level of whimsy.
Credit lease.art/mashable. Outside of expensive art TVs with swappable frames, I don't think I had ever seen a TV that strays from the standard black design.
Apparently, neither had all of the people who flooded my DMs when I posted the above photo on my Instagram story.
What is this? I've literally never seen a white TV before, OMG, I'm scared to know how much this costs, but I need it. And this pic is literally so chic, OMG, with just a few of the replies. You get the point. There was clearly a need for a classy little decor-centric TV that doesn't cost $600 like the smallest frame TV. The display flows right into the central stand, so you don't need to screw on legs.
Credit lease.art/mashable. The remote is your average Fire TV remote.
Credit lease.art/mashable. My current dresser was my mom's when she was a teenager in the 70s.
It's an eggshell color with swirly gold handles topped with various trinkets like antique jewelry boxes, perfume, a skeleton hand from Michael's Halloween section that I use as a ring holder. The classics. I always thought that the arrangement was way too elegant for the old black plasticky TV that also lived there. The mismatch would probably be less obvious if I mounted the TV on the wall instead, but I ain't doing all that.
The 32-inch Hisense Deco is the seamless addition that I had unknowingly been waiting for.
Instead of standing on two stubby legs, the Deco's curved white bezels flow directly into the base of the TV.
The sculptural one-piece build feels avant-garde for TV standards, but also means that no assembly is required.
The Hisense Deco's screen has some serious pop, especially compared to a dull LED screen.
The Deco's full HD resolution isn't as granular as the 4000 you'll see on 90% of TVs, but I don't think the average $200 32-inch TV buyer will be that picky about upscaling.
Shadows aren't pixelated like they were on my old TV, and there's no overall fuzziness.
I was thoroughly impressed by the sharpness of subtitles, despite the letters being so small.
A coral reef wouldn't be nearly this colourful on my old TV.
Credit lease.art/mashable. The layer of quantum dots picks up a lot of the slack from the lack of 4000.
While LED versus QLED and FHD versus 4000 are talking about two different TV specs, light and resolution, respectively, the range of a QLED TV's color palette does create a crispier image than an LED TV. These tiny nanocrystals can emit over a billion different colors, deepening black levels and brightening light tones to create a more contrasted picture. The colors on the Hisense Deco are legitimately stunning. They were even rich enough to hold their own against the color-changing bulbs in my nightstand, which are the only lights on in my room at night. I struggle to wind down at night, as it is, so I typically don't watch anything that I actually need to pay attention to before bed.
If I absolutely need some background noise, Planet Earth or Our Planet for the 40th time, it is.
The Deco really did the habitats on these shows justice.
Between spot-on color accuracy and vibrant hues across the board, it's quite the immersive experience for such a little TV. Bright objects in dark scenes do sometimes have a glow around them.
The Deco screen uses a direct backlight rather than full array local dimming, so it doesn't benefit from little clusters of bulbs that turn off to reduce the halo effect.
But the casual watcher probably won't even notice a TV this small isn't meant to have the picture quality of an advanced home theater TV.
I hate when movies show the demon.
Up next,
third from Mashable Tech.
Parental controls arrive on all Android devices.
Google just pushed the parental control settings from the Pixel out to every Android phone that can run Android 17. It's the same on-device toolbox that let you cap daily screen time, set the nightly lockdown, and filter what shows up and play, but now any device that gets the update will have it.
What's handy is the ability to block individual apps will cap how long a kid can spend in them, and all the tweaks are locked behind a PIN so they can't be undone on the fly.
It also ties straight into Family Link, so the same account you use to manage your child's Google profile now handles the screen time rules too.
Alongside the rollout, Google is beefing up its digital well-being fund, promising new resources aimed at healthier tech habits and ways to keep kids from feeling isolated online.
It feels like a modest step toward making the whole ecosystem a bit more parent-friendly.
And then,
fourth from Mashable Tech,
all about the Specs AR glasses with Snap CEO Evan Spiegel.
Snap co-founder and CEO Evan Spiegel, who at 36 is still young for a tech leader even by Silicon Valley Wonderkind standards, unveiled Snap's new Specs AR glasses at the Augmented World Expo in Long Beach, California on Tuesday.
That's where Mashable spoke to Spiegel about the new AR glasses, ways to protect users' privacy, and their intimidating $2,195 price tag.
Snap has released five generations of its spectacles since 2016, but Specs push smart glasses into new territory.
Unlike most augmented reality products, Specs don't have a computing puck or USB-C tether and feature a proprietary liquid crystalline silicon display.
The new smart glasses are scheduled to ship this fall.
Spiegel also introduced a kit for developers who want to create products, apps, and experiences for Specs. Mashable Enterprise editor Neil Broveman spoke to Spiegel at AWE 2026. The interview has been edited for clarity.
We're really going to start with the developer community. There are already 450,000 people who use Snap's augmented reality tools who are so passionate about this new era for computing.
And then we'll extend beyond that with the early adopters and folks who see a lot of value in specific use cases, whether they're trying to improve their golf swing or whether they just want to work on the road, still bring the benefits of that large display or monitor.
It's such a new way of computing, such a different way to think about what a computer even is.
And so the big project for us over the next couple of years is just showing people how Specs work, what they do, and really just helping people try them. I think there are a lot of ways with three major buckets or categories. The first would be utility use cases. Things like heads-up directions or translation when you're exploring a new place.
I actually really love the measurement feature built in virtual tape measure.
It's super fun if you're working.
We're building some interesting new projects for retail.
It's just incredible to have the utility right there, and especially in three-dimensional space. The second category would be this large private display.
That's really meaningful if you're trying to get work done out in the world or on the go.
You're sitting on an airplane, or you just want to lie back and stream something on the big screen.
I think that's really valuable.
The last category, I'm probably the most passionate about, but I think it will take time for people to discover, which is the ability to have these shared computing experiences, whether that's a game, or you're getting work done together because you're looking at a 3D model and sharing that.
There's just so much opportunity to take computing from something that's been historically single player and make it something that's shared.
That, to me, is one of the real strengths of Specs.
A new $2,195 Specs AR glasses.
Credit Snap well. I think there are enormous advantages to being the early mover in this new category. Smart glasses are sort of phone accessories, right?
Almost like AirPods or something.
And then you have these headsets, which are very, very capable, but so heavy and uncomfortable to wear.
Where I think it's really exciting to be an early mover is in augmented reality glasses that are wearable, but also have these really powerful and immersive capabilities to be able to bring a computer into the glasses.
So that, to me, is the opportunity. And because we've been investing over the past 12 years in the full stack, from the developer tools to the operating system to the optics themselves, I think we have a real competitive product. The outward-facing LEDs are a really helpful indicator that recording's happening.
I mean, it's not something that your phone has today, right?
So I think there are real benefits to that.
In addition,
One of the things that'll be really important is when people start learning how specs are actually used. That sort of understanding when someone says, hey, are you recording? And that person says, no, I'm watching Netflix. That's a real paradigm shift in how people think about specs and glasses, and I think that will go a long way in helping people understand that folks are wearing specs to get TH ins done or to play a game,
the same way you might be working on a laptop that's not just a device for recording videos.
They are not, you know, using them to record scriptitiously.
We care a lot about making specs more accessible, so that's something that we're really prioritizing and pushing towards.
Next, fifth from Mashable Tech. This Copilot vulnerability could expose emails to FA codes and other sensitive data.
It seems no matter how many safeguards are put on AI assistants and chatbots, crafty hackers will find a way around them. Just earlier this month, malicious actors tricked Meta's AI support into providing access to some of Instagram's largest accounts. This time, cybersecurity researchers at Varonis Threat Labs have uncovered a new three-stage vulnerability chain that turns Microsoft 365 Copilot Enterprise Search into a silent data exfiltration weapon.
What does this mean?
According to Varonis, the vulnerability involves the deployment of three separate attacks, a new AI-specific vulnerability called Parameter to Prompt Injection, P2Ps, along with two old-fashioned web bugs, an HTML injection race condition, and a content security policy CSP bypass via Bing Service C,
the request forgery SSRF.
Since Search Leak targets the enterprise tier of Microsoft, the blast radius isn't limited to personal data. It's able to surface anything the user has access to inside the organization, including emails, meeting invites and notes, SharePoint documents, OneDrive files, and other index business code.
Intent, reads Varonis report.
Basically, by deploying this chain of attacks, which has been named Search Leak, Microsoft Copilot could be used to send your emails, two-factor authentication codes, or any other sensitive data on your computer to an attacker.
Depending on how M365 is connected to the environment, the blast radius could extend even wider. Microsoft has built safety guardrails into Copilot that usually prevent the AI assistant from sending data to a bad actor. If any of these steps were carried out alone, the attack would not work.
However, as a combined three-stage vulnerability chain, Search Leak is a workaround that obtains the information for an attacker.
This may sound like a lot, but the attack is fairly simple once you break it down.
Here's what a hacker would do to steal your data via Search Leak.
First, the parameter prompt injection. As Varonis explains in its report, an attacker would simply send their target a URL with a prompt as the query parameter.
What is an URL query parameter, also known as Q parameter?
A common example of a URL query parameter is the affiliate tracking details at the end of a link.
The Q parameter is typically used to add sorting, tracking, or filtering information to a link.
For example, an attacker could send a specially crafted URL such as link in description in this example represents attacker-controlled instructions embedded in the URL's Q parameter. When the target clicks the link, Copilot opens the URL and interprets the embedded prompt as instructions to execute.
In Varonis' demonstration of Search Leak, researchers embedded a prompt instructing Copilot to search the user's emails, extract the title,
and embed it in an image URL.
After the target clicked the link, Copilot carried out those instructions.
This is where Microsoft's AI safeguards are supposed to intervene.
However, according to Varonis, a flaw exists in how Copilot renders its responses. Microsoft knows that AI responses can contain dangerous HTML, Varonis says in its report. Their mitigation, wrap the output in code blocks so the browser treats it as text, not mockup.
The catch.
This wrapping happens after Copilot finishes its thinking phase. During the streaming phase, while Copilot is still generating its response, raw HTML gets temporarily rendered in the DRM.
In other words, the data can be exposed before Microsoft's protective formatting is applied.
The next challenge for the attacker is retrieving the exposed information.
To accomplish this, the malicious prompt directs Copilot to use a domain controlled by the attacker as the image URL destination.
The attack also leverages Bing's search by image feature as a proxy.
This workaround is necessary because Microsoft restricts which external image domains Copilot can access.
Since Bing is a Microsoft-owned service, those restrictions do not apply in the same way.
Finally, Bing makes the request causing the exfiltrated data to be transmitted to the attacker's server. Because the stolen information has been embedded directly into the image URL, it appears in the attacker's server logs, where it can be viewed and collected.
Varonis says Microsoft has since patched the Search Leak vulnerability in Copilot. However, the incident illustrates a broader challenge for AI security. Attackers can often combine multiple seemingly harmless weaknesses into a single attack chain capable of bypassing individual safeguards.
Up next, sixth from Mashable Tech.
This $22 8-in-1 cable is built for life on the go.
TLDR, avoid a dreaded dead battery with a Go Cable 8-in-1 EDC 100W cable on sale now for just $21.99, $49.99.
Credit Go Cable want to start traveling a little lighter.
The Go Cable 8-in-1 EDC 100W cable takes the place of 8 different gadgets in one, helping you stay organized, powered up, and prepared wherever you go. Right now, you can snag one for just $21.99 while supplies last.
Mashable deals be the first to know.
Get editor selected deals texted right to your phone.
Get editor selected deals texted right to your phone.
By signing up,
you agreed to receive recurring, automated SMS marketing messages from Mashable deals at the number provided.
MS human data rates may apply.
Up to 2 messages slash day.
Reply stop to opt out help for help.
Consent is not a condition of purchase.
See our privacy policy and terms of use.
Thanks for signing up.
Whether you're heading on vacation or just to the office, keeping up with all your cords can feel like a full-time job.
The Go Cable 18-1 EDC-100W cable ensures you have a Type-C, a Type-C+, and an Apple Lightning connector at your fingertips at all times.
It pops onto your Kirin so you can stay powered up wherever you go.
The Go Cable features magnetic cables that stay nice and organized with no entangling required. All you need to do is add a power bank or wall adapter to charge your devices. It's super efficient with 100W ultra-fast charging and high-speed file transfers, and you can see the real-time charging status with the LED power display.
Aside from keeping your devices charged up, the Go Cable also comes equipped with a bottle opener and a safe-proofed hidden cutter that makes it easy to open packages. It also has a carabiner clip, so it's easy to attach to anything and keep nearby. Make life easier with the Go Cable 8-in-1 EDC-100W cable, on sale now for just $21.99.
SAC social prices subject to change.
Not the day you're after.
Here's a solution to today's connections.
And then, 7th from Mashable Tech.
Looking for a simple PDF tool?
Get a Lightime tool for just $23.99 during deal days, no subscriptions.
.tldr, get a Lightime, licensed to ACE PDF converter and editor for just $23.99 with promo code EXTRA20 through June 28 during deal days, and ditch ongoing PDF software subscriptions.
Credit, Asethinker PDFs have a way of turning simple tasks into unnecessary projects. You just want to edit a form, convert a file, combine a few documents, or pull text from a scan page, and suddenly you're bouncing between multiple apps, free tools with limitations, and subscription prompts.
Instead of piecing together a workflow from several different programs, ACE PDF Converter and Editor puts those tools in one place.
Through June 28, during Deal Days, our version of Prime Day, you can grab a Lifetime license for just $23.99 with promo code EXTRA20, which is a pretty compelling alternative to paying monthly for occasional PDF work.
Mashable deals be the first to know. Get editor selected deals texted right to your phone. Get editor selected deals texted right to your phone.
By signing up, you agree to receive recurring automated SMS marketing messages from Mashable deals at the number provided.
MS human data rates may apply.
Up to 2 messages slash day.
ACE PDF can convert PDFs to Word, Excel, PowerPoint, HTML, text, JPG, and PNG. Convert Word documents, spreadsheets, presentations, and images into PDFs. Use OCR technology to extract and edit text from scanned documents. Merge, split, rotate, compress, and organize PDF files. Create and fill forms. Add comments, annotations, watermarks, and shapes. Password protect or unlock PDF documents. Extract images from PDFs with a single click. The software works on both Windows and Mac, including Apple Silicon devices, and supports batch processing if you're working through a pile of files at once.
Reply stop to opt out help for help.
Consent is not a condition of purchase.
See our privacy policy and terms of use.
Thanks for signing up.
What makes it useful is that it goes beyond basic file conversion.
It also includes updates and can be installed on up to 2 devices.
For anyone who deals with contracts, forms, invoices, reports, resumes, or just the occasional stubborn PDF, having a dedicated tool can save a surprising amount of time.
During deal days, you can get a Lightime, licensed ACE PDF converter, and editor for just $23.99 with promo code EXTRA20 through June 28.
Want to see more deals? Peruse the full deal days collection.
SAC social prices subject to change.
Next. 8th from Mashable Tech.
Google officially launches Android 17.
Android 17, Google's latest model of mobile operating system, is officially available at least for owners of Pixel phones.
Google also released a new Pixel drop and the latest operating system for its smartwatches, Wear OS 7. There's a lot of new features, so let's dive into what's coming to your devices.
Android 17 is now available for Pixel phones. The operating system will roll out to other Android devices through the rest of the year. The new bubbles feature in Android 17.
Credit Google here are the 3 main new features available in Android 17.
Bubbles, users can open any mobile app as a pop-up bubble rather than in full screen mode, meaning you can manage multiple apps more easily.
There's also a new bubble bar interface at the bottom of the screen that will keep your recent bubbles organized and accessible.
Screen reactions, dual webcam, and screen recording is really popular on desktops and laptops these days, especially for walkthroughs and tutorials.
Google is bringing that experience to Android devices, allowing users to record via their selfie camera and capture a phone screen at the same time.
Foldable gaming mode. Have a foldable Android device.
This mode lets you turn one half of the foldable screen into a digital gamepad while playing a game on the other half.
Android 17 also brings new security and parental control capabilities.
The new operating system has more location sharing controls, live threat detection, advanced protection improvements, and a mark as lost feature in Find Hub.
Parents can also set screen time limits and filter out content without needing to link a Google account first.
Foldable gaming mode in Android 17. Credit Google, the latest Pixel drop for Google's Pixel phones is also out, and this one is chock full of AI features. Gemini Omid, users can edit their videos by just chatting with the AI chatbot.
remix images and videos, or just start from scratch with nothing but a text prompt.
You can also create a custom AI avatar that looks and sounds like you, then insert it into any scene.
Lyria 3 in Gemini. Google is also bringing its latest music generation model, Lyria 3, to Pixel phones.
Users can choose the style, the tempo, or even upload an image to inspire a song.
Google is also bringing minor upgrades to certain Pixel models.
This latest Pixel drop brings Google's speech-to-voice translation with audio LM feature to Pixel 10am devices.
Android Quick Share, which provides AirDrop capabilities with iPhones, is now available on Pixel 9a and Pixel 8a devices.
Take a Message has also now rolled out to all compatible Pixel devices in the US.
The feature provides custom greetings, which lets users record a personalized outgoing message and gives voicemail transcriptions when you miss a call. And of course, Pixel phones get all the new features that come along with the new Android 17.
Own an Android smartwatch. Here's what's new on your device.
Android Live Updates. Smartwatch users can now view Android Live Updates directly from their wrist. This feature can be used to track sports scores, food delivery arrival times, workouts, and more.
Control other devices. Users can now control other Android devices from their wrist. Wear OS 7 lets you access what's playing on your headphones or home speakers.
Users can view photos snapped with their smart glasses instantly on their smartwatch.
Emergency sharing. If your Pixel watch detects a fault, a car accident, or a loss of pulse, your Pixel device will now immediately contact emergency services and notify users' emergency contacts.
Up next, 9th from 9 to 5 Google. Android 17 June update rolling out with 38 Pixel fixes.
The Android 17 update with the June 2026 security patch is rolling out today for the Pixel 6, 6 Pro, 6A, 7, 7 Pro, 7A tablet, Fold 8, 8 Pro, 8, 8, 9, 9 Pro, 9 Pro XL, 9 Pro Fold, 9A, 10, 10 Pro, 10 Pro XL, 10 Pro Fold, and 10A.
And then,
10th from 9 to 5 Google.
Today's Android app deals and freebies, Mana series, graffiti simulator, paranormal site, more.
Joining a host of new all-time blows in the early Prime Day Nothing deals, including Phone 4A and Headphone, we also have up to $350 on all Galaxy S26 Ultra models, or up to $475 off bundled with Galaxy Buds 4 Pro and Galaxy Z Fold 7, up to
$704 off.
Alongside the early Prime Day deals, this afternoon's lineup of the best Android game and app deals is now ready to go, including titles like Secret of Mana, Adventures of Mana, Trials of Mana, Legend of Mana, Paranormal Sight, TMC, Laser Tanks, Pixel, RPG, Graffiti Simulator, and more.
But for now, the apps await below.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.